Well, Mel, we're hearing some media reports across the country of maybe some electricity shortages this summer. What can you tell us about this?
I think this summer, of course, it can happen anywhere, but it looks like the bigger problems are going to be in the grid to the north of us, Missouri, Illinois, Kansas, and up in there, and possibly Texas. But having said that, it could happen in Arkansas. We've got baseload power plants that are closing that should not be closed down. In Arkansas, we've got two slated to be closed at the end of this decade, and that should not happen. That agreement should never have been reached. But what we're doing is we're putting such a stress on the system because you have coal and nuclear plants that have been shut down, and obviously it's going to have to be replaced with natural gas, wind and solar, and we're, you know, the grid is just not able, or the generation is just not able to support the demand, and that's the part about this that I don't think people understand. I, for years, have said that time and technology solve all problems, but you can't set artificial dates in the future and say that we're going to get this much generation offline and we're going to get this much generation online, because those artificial dates don't work. It's all tied to time and technology, which will solve any problem, but we're not there yet. Now, having said that, we're all for wind and solar. That is, North Arkansas Electric's got a solar farm 5 miles to the west, to the west of Salem. So we're all for wind and solar, but wind and solar will never be baseload generation. Baseload generation today across the country is going to be coal, natural gas, or nuclear. We don't have any nuclear. All of our resources are coal and natural gas. Therefore, what you're seeing is a reliability issue come into play when you have brownouts and blackouts when in the extreme hot weather or the extreme cold weather. But to answer your question, it can happen. I don't look for that to happen this summer. It came really close to happening in February of 21, but it didn't, and hopefully it won't happen this summer. The other thing that we need to talk about, which is probably a bigger concern of mine, is affordability, and it ties back to the reliability issue that we just talked about. You know, when you're shutting down baseload power plants, most of ours have been coal. Well, what are you going to replace that with? For the electric cooperatives of Arkansas, it's going to be natural gas plants. That's the only thing we have when we shut these down, we have left to burn. Now, what we're seeing, if you go back to 2020, the wellhead price of natural gas was between $2 and $3. Today, it's trading between $8 and $9. Mm. So the natural gas that our gas plants are burning have seen a 300% increase in the price of that gas. And then you take all these other pressures, the Russia-Ukraine war. I read just the other day that the EU is about to get off Russian gas. This is only going to increase world demand for all types of natural gas. So, yeah, we've got coal plants going offline. We've got coal shortages due to the fact that the railroads right now are slammed. You know, you hear people talking about, moving services across the country and supply chains. The railroads right now are slammed, and coal takes a back seat to everything else. So what really worries me is the affordability part of this. And, you know, what we've seen in the last 2 or 3 months and what we expect to see throughout the summer are the wholesale prices that we pay for electricity before it's delivered to our members will be as high as our full retail rate was coming into all this. So the pressure is going to be upward pressure on rates, not just for us, but for everybody across the state, across the country. And that bothers me because we've got people that are on fixed income that can't pay their bills or they have a hard time paying it, and they're going to struggle, and that does bother us. I mean, obviously, we, along with other utilities, will work with folks that can't pay their bills, but it's a serious problem.
Boy, tough news. Tough news, that is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Mel, hey, we appreciate the time very much this morning, and obviously we'll be following this throughout the year, and I'm sure we'll have some more updates.
Yep. holler at me anytime, man, if you need me.